Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Ladies and jelly beans, hold on to your seats because today's guest has a lot going on, from CW's hit series In the Dark to Avatar 2, 3, and 4, plus providing the voice of the evil Hordak and She-Ra, Princess of Power. There's so much going on today, so you're not going to want to miss Spotlight on Kessen John.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome, Kessen.
Thank you for having me. This is awesome.
You're welcome. Yeah. How are you on this beautiful day?
I mean, I'm alive. I'm good. I'm good. You know?
Great things have been happening for you.
That's true. That's true.
Super exciting. So really quick, we have to address the fact that tomorrow is the season finale for In the Dark. And this is your first ever series regular season finale celebration.
Yeah. It's my first ever series season finale or series regular. Both. First ever for a lot of things.
So brief explanation, because in a little bit, we're going to have an In the Dark after show panel come and interview you. So they'll get really into the show.
Okay.
But for someone who's not familiar, can you give us just like a really quick synopsis?
Yeah. In the Dark features Murphy, who's hard drinking, she's super promiscuous, and she just so happens to be blind.
Yeah.
And episode one, you find out that something happened to her best friend, who is this 15-year-old drug dealer, and that kid happens to be my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened, his disappearance just causes her to go down this worst spiral of drinking and sex. And she kind of decides to try and figure out what happened to him on her own, because the cops aren't doing enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was that experience like for you to go from being that person who's like, you know, guest star, reoccurring, and now you finally have a home? Like, how good did that feel?
Oh my gosh, so good. I feel like I've been talking about this for years, that I just wanted an artistic home that, mm-hmm. you know, like, you. I grew up in theater, so that's what we did. We had our artistic home. We got to all come together and make something. So it was it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I mean, just on all fronts, on an artistic front, financial front, just knowing you have a job the next episode is kind of nice, versus being like, oh, I booked an episode. All right, well, maybe I'll book an episode some other time. Yeah, or next year, or 2 years from now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it's a beautiful, beautiful place. Time right now. So, yeah, it's good.
Well, one of the things that Perry said, who's the actress that plays Murphy,
yes.
who is blind, but the actress actually isn't, but she said the show's really great about being inclusive, because she said a couple of the writers are blind.
Yeah.
You have a young girl who is, and mm-hmm. a lot of the extras were. So for you, how was that maybe enlightening, just being around a little bit more of that community?
Yeah, you know, it definitely is enlightening. You don't realize how many things that people with disabilities can do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the big light bulb for me and has been, is that, wow, like, you know, Lori, our consultant, is just, she's like you and me. And
mm-hmm.
that's, I think, what was beautiful, is beautiful about the show, is people get to see Murphy doesn't lean on her disability at all. And I think that's a true reflection of people with disabilities. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Well, like I said, we have a whole panel that's going to get into the show, so I'll let them do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But on another front,
okay.
another series regular, recent-ish, She-Ra. Like,
mm-hmm.
hello, cartoon from the 80s.
Yes.
What was your reaction when you got a call for that audition?
Honestly, I was like, okay, She-Ra. I'm not going to lie. I've watched maybe one episode of She-Ra before I got that audition, but my wife was like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
So I just, you know, started watching and watching, you know, it's on Netflix. So I started watching it and I was like, okay, cool. All right. But I don't want to do nothing wrong with the way that was done, but I want to do my own thing.
You know?
So that was very interesting. Just like coming at it from a new perspective, although knowing what the voice sounded like and what, you know, what that was. And they're really encouraging about making it your own. So
for some of us who are not really super familiar with the voiceover process, for you as an actor, like, do you go in and the cartoon's already made, you're talking with it, like Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah, yeah.
Or are you, I mean, like, who's reading with you? What is it?
So, I mean, when we record, it's just the script. I mean, they've worked on the scripts and we go into, in this case, we go to DreamWorks and we record that week's pass. And, a lot of times you're reading with the director, usually our show has, one or two directors that consistently work on our show, so they know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then the creator of our show, Noelle, is just like she's in there. Like a lot of shows that I work on, the creator of the show is not there, but Noelle's really passionate about the show, and I mean it shows when you watch it.
So wait, when you're reading with a director, though, is it like as good of a read? Or are you like, oh, this is hard?
100%, okay. Because both of our directors are also actors, so you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And so they've done that for a very long time, but they also session direct, so and they know the story. And so sometimes you are reading with another actor. So for She-Ra, we read if there's someone in a scene with you that can be there that day, mm-hmm. we'll read together. And then on other shows I've been on, I was in Marvel Avengers Assemble.
Which we're going to talk about.
We read in group, which is so fun. Uh-huh. You get together and they pick a day, Wednesday. It's always Wednesday. Wednesday from 4 to 6, a 2-hour block. And everybody knows, don't schedule anything from 4 to 6 on Wednesday. If you have something, you can come in later and do your stuff. But it's so fun to group record because, and you record, you take a second, the next person, you know, and you get to read together. So
that's
it's more
fun.
Like that on camera experience.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
We actually have a picture and it's, she's going to pull up a picture of you did also Lego. Trouble in Wakanda, was it?
Yeah.
Was like, okay. I mean, that Marvel.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. Lego.
Look at you. Look at your hair. It's just great, isn't it?
Yes. All my action moves.
Yeah. Who knew you could fight?
Right? Exactly. No, that was amazing. It all came from my work on Marvel Avengers Assemble. They asked me to also voice the Lego Killmonger. So that was really fun. And I'm looking forward to being back, guys.
Yeah.
Where's my call?
Well, since we now officially know that you're capable of doing fun voices, you can do different accents and pitches and tones. So
I can do a few, just a few, you know. I'll play around here and there, and all the people who are actually like from England hate me right now. But that's okay.
Me too. Are you kidding me? Me too. But I would love to ask you about some of your characters, and what we'll do is we'll just show them on the screen, and when we do, I'll ask you the questions. But stipulation is,
all right,
you got to answer the questions.
Okay.
In the accent
okay.
that you did for that particular role. All right. First, we're gonna start off with a little blood and oil. Get pulled up.
Blood and oil.
Yeah, she's going to find that real quick. But you did. So, first of all, I love the show.
Yeah.
Was really upset when it got canceled.
Yeah.
But going into your part in that, you got to work with some really seasoned actors. What was that like?
Yeah, I mean.
Skirt! Did not listen to the rules of the game.
Wait, hold on. I totally messed that up.
Take two. Action.
Oh, God.
You're Jamaican, man.
Yeah, working with this. Actually, and see, that's why we were actually Nigerian. So maybe that accent totally sucked. And all Nigerians are like, that accent sucked. Oh, God, you're going to make me do accents?
Yeah.
Gosh.
While talking about working with...
Yeah. working with all these actors was amazing. It was incredible. And yeah, I mean, I had a black Don Johnson, and, you know, all the people. It was great.
Were they really friendly and helpful? Because again, going onto a set and you're not one of the series regulars, yeah, you're either going to have an amazing experience and people are going to be understanding of what it's like and how intimidating it is, or you have like divas who just don't care and you're just like a one day person.
Mm-mm. Everybody was. Everybody was accepting. So everybody was loving and you know, time out. Most of the times when you work on an accent, you break that down. You know what I mean? You do
with
your Lessig and your Skinner and you break that accent down. But okay, I'm gonna jump back in. Anyway. it was a fun time, and everybody was. Now I'm going into a Caribbean.
It's okay, that works.
I'm just going to do a Caribbean accent now because my family's actually from the Caribbean, so I'm going to do that one. It was a fun time, and everybody was cool.
Yeah. So when you are, because, you know, speaking for, like, some of us are not actors, so I want to talk about the experience on set. When you are that newcomer coming in, are you in a position to where you're like, can we do another one, guys? Or is it like, oh, God, let me just hope I get this in one take?
Right. Well, we're going Caribbean.
Yeah.
Reminder.
Okay.
You can absolutely ask and say, hey, I feel like I have another take in me. And if you have another take, you have another take. And you do that and you keep it pushing. And if they say no, most of the time they're going to say, no, I really feel like we got it. Or they say, yeah, I feel like, you know, yesterday I was working on another show. Yeah, you're probably going to bring up, but The Good Place. I was working on that.
Yes! That's next, guys.
I was working on that. And, you know, I didn't 100% feel great about the last take. But the director felt that too. So.
Yeah.
You know, and she's like, let's do another one. So, yeah, I feel like you have the ability to say, I need another take. That's always okay. You're on equal footing with everybody.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's how we need to think of it when we're going on set as a co-star, as a guest star, whatever.
Yeah.
We're on equal footing and we're creating something.
Yeah.
But yeah. And not be intimidated by people who don't give you that space.
Right.
So, yeah.
And I think that's actually a great message for any job in particular, you know, when you're coming into something, especially if you're passionate about it. But since you did mention The Good Place, I want to talk about that. And there are no fun accents, but you can be Southern or something fun. If you, I can try to throw in my Southern accent.
There you go.
I grew up in North Carolina. I just lost that accent. A Japanese girl with a Southern accent. Anyhow, so The Good Place, first of all, I love the show. Super funny. And
yeah.
I was actually watching it with my boyfriend and I was like, I think that's Keston. No, wait. And at that point, I think we'd only hung out a couple of times.
Yeah.
So it's like, I know you, but at the same time, I didn't know you well enough to be like,
that's definitely
it. Yeah. But anyway, so it's you. A, congratulations.
Thank you.
And B, like, what was that like?
The Good Place is like this beautiful gift that keeps on giving. Like, I, first of all, working with all the actors really is just, I mean, you know, it's a dream come true. I feel like it's not only is a super popular show, but William Jackson Harper, who plays Chidi, is just like so giving. And we actually met in the audition room.
Wow.
Auditioning for Chidi.
Really?
Yes. And you don't usually follow up on a friendship with people that you meet in an audition room.
Right.
But he's a giving dude and he's a good human.
Yeah.
And I think we both kind of connected on the fact that we just like we're actors and we love to work.
Yeah.
So yeah, and so over the years we've kind of, you know, just keep in touch, like a good, like he sent me a text to be like, hey, congratulations on your show getting picked up. And so, you know, it's been cool. And I did my camera test with Kristen Bell too.
Okay, because I would have been like peeing in my pants. Were you nervous? And B, if you were, how did you like, we're good.
100% nervous, but she made me feel at ease. Like, she has a way about her of just like, she just, I don't know, she just had this way about her. And she was wearing like a baseball cap and like t-shirt. I don't know if to be incognito, I'm not sure. But like, she has just, she's a giving actor. So at the end of the day, that's what it's about. You just connect and that's, yeah, I'm, I felt good.
Something you said earlier, and I understand what you mean, but for someone who's not an actor, they may not understand because you hear it all the time. When you're talking about a co-actor, if you will. Mm. Co-actor? I'm in host mode right now. Sorry. When you're
fellow actor.
Thank you. So when you're with a fellow actor and you constantly hear someone say, you know, this person is so giving, it's so giving. Can you maybe delve into what that means?
Yeah. Your job is to make your scene partner look good. Mm-hmm. Your job is not to, like, make yourself look good. And right. I think that's the difference is a giving scene partner is looking for ways to set you up for something awesome. For instance, it wasn't written. There was a joke in the script yesterday. I can't really talk about what it was, but right. there was a joke in the script yesterday, and I was just like, I feel like I could improv this thing. And William was like, oh, okay, well, if I do it like this, does that cause you to, like, want to say that? And I'm like, yeah, actually, that way it does. You know, and so he didn't have to do that. You know what I mean? Like, and I think it's just like you're looking at it as a teammate versus, right. I'm in this scene with this person. Like you guys are together.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what so many of my co-stars on In the Dark do. I really, everybody, we love each other because I mean, we are, I feel like I don't want to talk about myself, but they're all giving people.
Yes, he does.
They're all such giving people. Like, doing a scene with Perry is like gold. You know, doing a scene with Casey is gold. You know, I haven't had many scenes with Brooke, but I mean, that time was so fun with her and Casey and you know. So anyway, yeah.
Just because we got away from voices, and I just want to do like one
yeah,
more.
Yeah. Sure.
I know that you because we've brought up a lot of VO, but you've also done VO for a lot of video games.
Mm-hmm.
One in particular, well, they're all popular, but one I was going to bring up
Am I going to remember the voice of video games I like?
So you were Spitfire in Fortnite.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
I mean, Kesson was hitting the gym, y'all.
I got big. I got like, I'm 6'5", like 210, 215, something. Yeah.
So how does this guy talk?
Spitfire is just, he's just a lot more animated version of me, you know?
Oh, okay.
so that's how Spitfire talks. I mean, it's funny, he's a bigger dude, but sometimes you get to see the character design. And sometimes, like on She-Ra, other than knowing the character design from the 80s, I didn't know what they were going to do prior to recording. So for Spitfire, they just said like a Kevin Hart type, like, you know, ish. They just wanted like somebody who's funny, but, you know, just light and can handle the comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of what I gave them. And then I saw Spitfire and I was like, oh. If I had seen that first, the voice would have been, might have been different. Yeah, a little bit different. Yeah. But yeah, no, Spitfire is just an animated. He's just animated.
Have you ever played a video game that you were VOing in?
I haven't, actually. I haven't played a video. I don't know. It's a weird thing. Like, I'm not going to buy the game that I VO. But yeah, I mean, there's some coming up that I'm definitely going to buy. There's some cool titles that I'm like, superheroes and things that I'm like, you know.
Yeah. So last VO, and we're going to delve into some other things, because I just thought it was so interesting. So you did something for a celebrity reality television show.
Did I?
You did.
What did I do?
I mean, the internet could lie. It does that occasionally. My Kitchen Rules.
Yeah.
You were the narrator. So, like, okay, we have a few pictures of that actual. I haven't gotten a chance to watch it, but, like, as someone who narrates it, like, are you the ish talker?
So I am the in-between the scenes, like, fill-in for the hosts. So the hosts are basically talking to the guests, and I'll be like, Brandy and Ray J are in the kitchen cooking up something sweet. You know, like,
nice.
So it's just that. That's what I did for that.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, you have the interstitial voice, the in-show narration, they call
it. Got it.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
think of you every time I hear one of those now.
Yeah, and so, like, next time on My Kitchen Rules, you know.
Nice.
So, yeah.
All right, so now I want to get into the big one.
Okay.
The one that I was like, oh, my God.
What? What one?
Avatar.
Oh.
Hello, 2, 3,
I'm
and 4?
I'm doing that.
I mean,
I can't even. I mean, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. You want to get into it. Ask me the questions. Okay. I don't know how much I can answer, but right. You can ask.
I mean, I figured as much. I don't know if you're allowed to tell us like what your character's name is.
No.
Okay.
But yeah.
How about this? Do we get to see the human version of you and the avatar version, or are you just
one or the other? I will only be in the avatar world.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, I mean, I don't know if you had direct contact. I assume so. But what was it like working with James freaking Cameron?
He goes by Jim.
Oh, Jim Cameron. Excuse me. I'll remember that for when we meet.
I mean... He's James Cameron. If you've seen Aliens, if you've seen Terminator, if you've seen Titanic or
just keep listing all the credits that you know.
Anything he's done, I mean, he's a visionary. So yeah. Beyond working with him as an actor, it would be cool just being on set. And I'm not even in the scene. I'm just hanging out, watching, trying to learn. And he'd be like, Keston, come here. And he'd tell me all of the things that were going on in the scene and how they were doing it. Mm-hmm. And he's a true captain of a ship. I mean, I feel like he's just, he loves the actors and he loves the process. And the crew loves him. And I feel like I'm going to keep going back to this. He's just a giving creator of story.
Yeah.
He's not like, hey, this is my thing, and he really wants your input and what were you thinking here, and let's try that. Yeah, let's try that. What you brought in.
Right.
So, yeah, it's been an incredible experience. So.
So what I caught from that whole conversation, outside of everything great you just said, was the fact that he was like, "Hey, Keston, come here." If he would have been like, "Hey, Ali Kona, come here," I'd be like, "You know my name?"
Yeah.
Jim Cameron knows my name.
Yeah,
like,
I had that out-of-body experience.
Made it.
Yeah, I definitely had many... I can tell you this story. So I had a complete out-of-body experience. You know when you're hovering over yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
So I auditioned, and of course he's not going to be at the first audition. I went to the first audition, and they're like, okay, hey, Keston, Jim wants to meet you on Friday. I'm like... Oh, this Friday? Okay. So I'm thinking I'm going to be going to his office. He brings me on to the set where the big soundstage where we film. And he right then just starts talking to me about the process. Yeah. And like, they weren't filming yet, but they were doing, they were basically scouting locations, what he considers scouting the Avatar world, which is basically he uses his group of actors basically to the troop to scout the Avatar world. And so he's talking to me all about it and showing me the screens and the technology and talking to me about. And he's like, and then he turns to me and he's like, "Sound like something you want to do?" And I was like,
yeah.
I had that moment where I was like, yeah, say yes, say yes. So it's kind of out of this world. But then you realize that just people who love what they do.
Yeah.
And but there's definitely moments where I was like, I'm here, you know, I'm working with Zoe. I'm working with, you know, So
were you also in a position to where they had to put like the little dots on you and all that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 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 They have the motion capture suit and all the dots, two cameras right here about, you know, inches from your face. You're in your full suit.
Mm-hmm.
I had my training to walk a certain way and all that. So and working on the dialect and
so much.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said working on what?
Working on a dialect. I'm not going to say which one. There are many dialects.
No. Well, I mean, you could have given me an example.
There are many tribes.
Okay, fine.
You, if I'm in the Avatar world, you kind of know what.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
We'll move on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've
done
other films too.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Namely, though, I want to talk about one that you did that was highly recognized a couple times, but also in South by Southwest, there was a lot of chit chat about the revival. So I do believe we have a picture somewhere in there. My poor engineer is probably like, you know, just like throw stuff at her. So I'm sorry. But anyways, I won't make you do any accents or anything.
Well, was actually, that was like, I mean, that he talked more down here. He was, you know, it's kind of a a Western. It was a Civil War era Western. So he talked more in his chest. A little bit of accent, and just chewing up the words and just making it not as enunciated. So yeah.
So keep that.
Yeah.
Don't let it go. Right. And I just want to ask you, because that particular film received a lot of accolades, like, what was that like for you to be a part of something that was so highly recognized?
It was kind of a eye-opening, incredible experience. You know, Ashton Sanders, who is blowing up right now, he's been in everything, that was his first film. So the experience of working on the film was so beautiful because he comes from theater, I come from theater, so we just got a chance to just, like, vibe off each other, not worry about all the other things. But the experience of winning all those awards and being at the festivals where people were just like, would get up and applaud afterwards. Like, wow. Like, total just like dream of, creating film and having people resonate with other people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I like that you mentioned the fact that, like, theater, because it's so important as an actor, I think, to experience. And I also feel like you have to say theater.
Theater. With an R-E.
And because you've done a lot of theater, I've got a couple of pictures of you doing theater.
Of course you do.
Being one of them.
Yes.
I do believe you do some singing as well.
I want to hold your hand. That's the name of that play. And that was at Theater of Note, my theater company on Cahuenga. It was a great experience.
And then we got that one.
Yes. I played a rooster.
Nice.
Listen,
this play,
if you say you play a rooster, but like when you see this play, it's funny and heartbreaking. And it's about a guy who's trying to like find his life through cockfighting. But the cockfighting is personified by these real actors, by actors,
people,
by like me.
Yeah.
And so, it's sad. It's a kind of a sad. Oh. And but I was tired every night after that play.
Oh, that's good. That means you just put everything into it.
Oh my gosh, so much energy, like all the time. Just like the loudest crows you could do, the loudest calls you could do. But what they put these birds through, the real cockfighting is pretty awful.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. Anyway, not going
vegan.
There.
Vegan. We don't want to. I'll cry. Really quickly, I mean, like I said, I don't know how many of you are actors, but how important do you think it is to have your roots in theater before hitting something like television and film?
It's only going to add to the longevity of your career.
Yeah.
You're mentioning a very wide variety of things. Mm-hmm. And the only way I would be able to do that is from my theater training.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, television, a lot of times, they ask you to play yourself. I mean, there's a lot of people playing versions of themselves or slightly, you know, varied versions of themselves on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always cool. But where it ticks it up a notch is where you can play this version of yourself and, like, a completely separate, oh, that's nothing like me, version that's somewhere in there. And I think that's what, I mean, when you do theater and you get into the training, that's what you learn.
Mm. Well, for those of you who don't know, Keston John is every actor's actor.
Uh-huh.
That
uh-huh.
would be my engineer's cue to pull up Keston John, every actor's actor.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello. I am Keston John. I'm an actor. I'm an actor's actor. I just got done doing 2 months of an improv intensive. It was creatively imaginative.
Oh, improv! It's a mustache, yes. Improv. It's a cigarro. Cigaretto. Oh. It's a baby chest hair. I'm gonna use it as a bell.
It was amazing. Let me just tell you, I love improv.
Action! I love you, improvisation.
Okay, stop the camera.
Because you can improv anywhere. Because improv is always in the moment, and it is always fresh. like me.
1, 2, 3, improv! Zip!
This is my
favorite. My gosh.
What a fool. Okay, and then we can cut now. But anyway, you can find that on YouTube.
That is
friends.
On YouTube. That is on YouTube. What a fool that guy is. No, I mean, that's hilarious that you pulled that up. That's awesome.
Seriously, when you start zip zapping and zopping, I about peed myself. I was like, where did he even come up with this?
You know what? That came from, I had a sketch group called Baby Gorilla, and that was, we just do sketches all the time.
Yeah.
And we haven't done a sketch in a really long time, so maybe. But yeah, no, I had literally just done it. Improv intensives. Actually, met my wife in improv. It's so funny. And I would always be like, well, in improv, we just come up with whatever. You know? Yeah. And my buddy was just like, we have to create a character where you're just like the actor, the improv actor. So yeah. Yeah. That's where that came from.
And that was great. My cheeks hurt.
I think I improvised all that.
So. Well, then that just goes to show how talented you are. Baby Chester.
Or completely silly. Or just completely silly.
But isn't that great, though? Because, you know, again, In the Dark fans see you as a totally different guy. And I've seen other clips of other things that you've done where you've played, like, this hardcore, almost like gangster type guy.
Yeah.
So it's really fun to be able to see something like that and go, huh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. This is, I mean, the silliness, the you see me smile. I mean, that's closer to my nature. That's closer to who I am. It's fun. I mean, I love doing sketches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to say one thing, though, before we wrap everything up, because you've had such a wonderful success, but it's obviously been a journey, and I know that you have so many other things that you want to achieve, but for some of our, whether you're younger or older, but some of our other fans that are watching who maybe have a dream that society or the rest of the world might think is one of those, like, it's a lottery, like, what would you say to them?
Good question. I feel like the number one thing is to persevere. I mean, I truly believe that whether it be acting or whatever it is, every person gets their shot. I 1,000% believe that if you, let's just say acting, everyone gets their shot. It's just two things. Are you ready when your shot comes?
Mm-hmm.
And are you there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a lot of friends who, for whatever reason, the business was, and trust me, I almost quit so many times, but that thing in the back of my mind, that persevere is always there because, I could be back at home in Florida when they called to say, hey, they call another actor that they're representing because I'm gone.
Right.
Hey, Jim Cameron wants to see you on Friday.
Right.
So you see what I'm saying? And there's been many moments before all these things that I've wanted to quit. So to me, that's it. Just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what your current experience is, like, oh, I'm not booking. Oh, I'm not getting any, whatever. Work on those things, whatever you can work on, like get in a class, you know, get your tools ready so that when the opportunity comes, you're one ready and keep your mind and your body healthy so that when the opportunity comes, you're there.
Yeah.
And that's probably what I would say.
That you are the first person that's ever said that. I'm so glad you did because that's just all inclusive and such great advice. Yay.
Thank you.
Before we end too, I just have, just for fun, like a little bit of a throwback picture that you probably shouldn't still have on your profile.
Oh my gosh, go for it.
Because I feel like it was a long time ago, but that's definitely on your Actors Access.
Is it?
It really is. So that's our fun. It's not Thursday. It is Thursday. No, it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
On YouTube. Wednesday. Watch this on a Thursday. Throwback Thursday.
That is, yeah, that's so, like one of my first headshot sessions in LA with Robert Kazanjian. He still shoots photography.
Right.
So
yeah, so if you want to look like New Edition or,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. I mean, that style got me called it a bunch, so.
Yeah, I'm not hating.
Not anymore. It's just up there. I don't know why. I'll take it down.
Yeah.
I'll take it down.
Well, Kesson, I had such a wonderful time with you.
Yeah,
thank
this was
you
great.
So much.
Yeah.
Can you tell all of our fans where they can find you on social media? Look them dead in the eye and let them know.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitter and Instagram at Kesson John. And that's mine. Yeah, that's where you can find me. YouTube,
yes.
Kind of there, yeah. But yeah.
And be sure, again, don't forget, right after this is the panel with In the Dark. We're going to talk all things about that particular mm-hmm. show and watch the season finale tomorrow.
CW, 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And it will be on Netflix.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I hope you had a wonderful time with us. Again, my name is Ali Kona Bradford. You can find me at yours truly, Ali Kona, with little underscores in between. And honestly, I'm really more so on Instagram than anything else. So find me there.
Boom.
All right. Mwah. Goodbye. See you guys later.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.